or how long you've been listening to it. Dive in to the data pool and immerse yourself in another hour of audio excitement, followed by another and another, until the slow gorge of your understanding will rise, and once again, you will be in sync with the gods of radio. In like this unsanitary kitchen sink like thing, no kidding. You're a lousy audience, but seriously, folks, we've been doing this a long time, and whoa, well, they say roll the thunder. No, I thought we might bomb, but no kidding. It's not so much an hour of slack as one of those strange compositions, whether mixed by Bob Nelson or some other white, who had his own strange idea of what was fitting, proper, what was drink, and what was meat. Yes, so once you remember to keep that in mind, you can enjoy this tape and pour upon the brook.
Yeah, by the way, puzzling from evidence. If you find line 4 over there, it's active.
Okay. We'll find
it. They're doing lines over there? Well, I can't do anything.
Only line 4. While we're waiting, do you know what tomorrow's 50th anniversary is?
Somebody who actually, understands knobs and things.
The knobs. The multitudinous knobs.
Hey, knob digger.
So I take it, I take it we're coming up on a special part of this evening's broadcast.
You got it.
You've turned into the pumpkin that's listening to us.
This is going to be an actually pre-produced historic moment on the radio show.
What is that?
Here you go.
What is for me? What about the one I got now? You don't like that one?
Well, that one is...
Hello, I'm on microphone number 2.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll like me better in this warm, stereophonic sound.
Or you could echo out with the other one.
Or I can echo out an answer, echo, answer, dying, dying, dying. Oh, hark, oh, hear how thin and clear and thinner, clearer, ever going our echoes roll from soul to soul.
Yeah.
What happened to my little device here? I had it.
What, this guy?
Yeah, that's just the thing I need.
Why am I stuck in this cartoon universe?
You won't be stuck there long. We will be transported to 1,000 glittering worlds, and we can tread their wonder under our sandaled feet. But, yeah, you just gotta wait a minute.
What am I doing again? I forgot.
Put tab A into slot B. Exactly. That's in the Kinsey report.
Kennedy station.
But don't you have to be Ayurvedic and turn your stomach inside out with
You have to turn your mind inside out first.
Not again.
My mind.
I did that once. 50
you have to take your mind out, put it down, and let it flop around.
Relax. Unzip your mind and float downstream.
You got to get up, get down, turn around.
Pick a bale of Dacron.
You got it.
Jump down, turn around. Look at this athletic display. My word.
You got a hot Ralston on the real raw.
And a brawler, brawler suet. Indulge in the luxurious goodness of premium milk chocolate and creamy rich caramel. This sinfully luscious classic will have you hooked on sugar with your first taste. Chocolate bliss in every bite. Large, luscious tubs of bubbling chocolate are used to create these quintessentially quiescent candies.
Kennedy.
Oh, well, we could.
Yeah,
Kennedy, it's going to be over pretty soon.
Secret Service man crawling around.
24 minutes and change. There won't be no St. Kennedy's Day no more.
But the whole problem is nobody has a clock or a watch. Nobody knows what time it is. And everybody's flaking out and
when you
doing
get there,
something
whatever
else.
Whatever it was that was scheduled isn't happening.
The schedule, indeed. Ha! I laugh at this schedule you speak of. Well, once again, I just shot my mouth off. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I was just expressing an opinion. I do apologize. They didn't even give me the damn book. I never had it.
Well, you could have had mine because I never even crack it.
The whole nightmare of the French Quarter, living with those creeps and their hideous mind games.
So this is the pre-program produced bit, I take it. This is what you've been rehearsing and working on for...
Yes, every moment of this show, every nanosecond is intensely researched and assiduously planned. Down to a microscopic level of detail. You are shrinking to the size of an atom.
Oh, nothing is overlooked.
Is this on?
Yes. It's a jungle thing.
It's a jungle out there. Oh, yeah, we've got the jungle sound effects record, if you want it. It's behind you in that big bag over there.
It's in the jungle. It's genuine jungle sound.
Der jungle. The jungle is my home. I have your home.
So, are you going to make with the Superman, with the atomic powers, or what?
Should we start with that one?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I was just browsing.
I thought I was training the internet.
Down, browser, down.
But all complained. Filed grievances. And next thing you know, they had to ban the show. That's too bad. This is your show.
It's always the show starting now.
Yes, it's always starting. Always reinventing itself. Always beginning.
You could make the show start whenever you want.
Just use some show starter here.
I just about have all the shows. I'm trying to figure out how to put them on a web page, but I have just about all the shows.
Oh, look at that. That's very complicated.
From 2013 back to 2010, all copied up in a high quality format to the intranets.
High depth.
And in your mind.
And sense around, Rumble Rama. Todd A.O.
Right. If Vista you're listening Vision. Right now to the show, file us in your mind.
He's in my mind.
He's smoking cigarettes and drinking martinis in your mind.
Well, somebody has.
But not on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just temporarily. Because they're so afraid of the power of the Overman that they have. They
disabled me because my fakery was too great for them.
Yes.
Were you trying any special prank at the time?
Something horrible, but... Nonetheless.
No, I think it was that picture. The scary picture did it.
Actually, they told me the reason it was disabled was because they think I'm fake account.
Yeah. We were talking about that earlier.
I'm fake.
But
we all knew that. We've known that for 35 years. I mean, what's the deal?
But you worked in the entrails of the beast. Can't you pull any strings?
But you'd have to have a recorder on, you know.
Of course, yeah. And I'm sure he would be happy to be on the...
That would be the fake world
that I'm making up right now. Okay, now
Hal's drawing a picture of a dinosaur. I'm going to draw my picture of a dinosaur.
I'm going to metal etch my stupid monitor and everything here.
Yes. Relax, refresh, anti-music.
This is the surf version, huh?
Yeah.
I can tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Smurfs, really? Or?
The Smurfs singing, never mind.
Well,
the Overman's back on Facebook.
Yeah, the Overman's
back
on tape?
On Facebook.
On Tapebook, yeah. Oh, he is? Right now, and you're looking at the page, and it's fine.
I just filed a complaint with Facebook that he's back.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute, I'm all confused.
I'm not back. They took me off.
Philo Drummond is on Facebook. Right now, I'm looking at it. It's a horrible sight. Horrible, horrible.
Well, how can you see it magically when nobody else...
Gee, I hope somebody else didn't assume the identity and...
You know what's hard to do is to talk on the phone while you're looking at Facebook. It's like...
Really?
It's like one you hear in your ear and the other's in your eye, and it's so confusing.
And Facebook is winning.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Facebook, puzzling evidence. What about that Super Connie in Bucks County? I forgot all about it.
I didn't even see
Super
it.
Connie?
I just got to
what
see
happened?
It in
the one
in
Facebook.
I wish perfect feeling in those on the Super Connies.
Yeah. You know, I was going to mention that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. And right. I just wanted to talk about what Super Connie's superpowers are. A lot of people don't know those
superpowers
in detail.
Make that rather...
And we want to speculate on some of those more obscure superpowers that Super Connie has. We'll take the next couple of minutes just to sort of speculate on those.
But wouldn't that really scare the general public?
Well,
I don't know why we can't discuss it.
Subtle type superpowers that aren't as readily apparent as, like, you know, magnetic face beam.
Not to mention magnetic clasps on the front of the constant.
And that's not a problem around the steel of the pleasure saucers.
The Thunderbolt fist is pretty good.
I remember the
atomic Thunderbolt fist.
Got so mad at Facebook that he started his own one called Face Beam.
You know, those type of things.
By then, we are supposed to be so indoctrinated that we don't even mind the rearrangement of our bodies.
Yeah.
Yes.
That taught him a lesson that I'll never forget.
Yeah, millions and millions. And then he would selectively unfriend all of the people that started Facebook.
There's nothing we enjoy more than making folks like you our Facebook friends.
But he would unlike them so bad they would run off to the bathroom and have a snit fit.
They would cry
like
little babies.
You may have seen in our commercials
it's like Philo did that time.
Run off
when
to
they
the bathroom
un-Facebook
when they disabled his account. He was so sad.
Yeah.
He jumped up and down for joy. He cried.
Yeah.
He cried.
He should start a new phase and have the little Overman is half sunk in the ocean.
For a minute there, he said to himself, "Wait, I'm free. I'm free. I can leave my desk. I can
free
get up and
last.
Walk away.
Good God Almighty, I'm free at last." So the eyes and back rise upward from the desk at the violet hour, the hour that brings the sailor home from sea.
That's the one we feel so comfortable living and relieving.
You know, if you don't have a conspiracy job, you can't feel good when you get off work. Because you're never allowed to go. It's a declaration of entitlement.
That's what happened to me. I actually do feel good when I get off work.
It feels so good. It's like how good it feels when you stop hitting yourself on the head with a hammer.
But it's really getting now where it feels the opposite amount of badness every time I start work.
There's Philo starting
to
work.
Well, but by now you've got a transcendent relationship with it.
That's me getting into my work mode.
Darn it.
You see, the inner being screams with barbaric joy.
I have to tear my eyeballs out, put them on these little hooks.
Under the bland exterior.
And then I put these other hooks in my feet.
A salary man.
Wear this
going
heat,
into
wear this heat ray.
Moloch Corporation.
Bolted at my face.
The juggernaut of businesses.
Let's sit on this fiery grill here.
You, Shadrach, Meshach.
You know, this is a lot
furnace.
Of work.
It's a lot of work, yeah. Just getting ready for work's a lot of work.
Man.
You have to get ready for the pain.
Yeah,
give the pain
put your armor on.
Put
armor on.
Your armor all.
Yeah, all armor all the time. And soak up your weapons.
Yeah, but it's something
But then
the
thing is also at the end of the day, the victory feeling you guys were talking about, as you stand looking out over the sunset and think all this dirt in front of me is mine.
This is mine.
Yeah.
This is mine.
Another day, another dollar.
I can finally relax.
The workaday world must go on, whether capitalism
this
or communism.
Is mine. Just mine.
Oh, just yours. All right. So
yours too.
So
you can
it's solipsism.
I don't mind sharing.
All right.
There you
you're
go.
Great
on Facebook, yes. So,
I used to share on Facebook, but no more.
They used to.
No,
I
no
used to
more.
Share the last drop of me
only
blood.
On Facebook
squeezed the life out of me today.
Well, if life squeezes
that's
your
just
lemons,
not fair, but you should start Facebeam.
I will. I'm gonna start Philo book.
Yeah.
No, Face Philo.
Face Philo. Wait, this is getting all confusing.
Is that a Dick
Tracy
character?
No, Bookface doesn't have it. It's like Spoon Rocket.
You Face.
You gotta come up
U
with
face.
The name. Like Spoon Rocket. You know, you
yeah, Spoon
get
Rocket.
Yeah, Munchy, right. Crunchy, and Spoon's Eyes. The three Spoon
Little
men.
Space guys.
Yep. From Wheat Chex, Rice Chex, and Corn Chex. They had little antennas. They rode the flying jet-propelled spoons.
That's crazy talk, Al.
It's part of my memory.
I'm just going to have to cut you off. So why did they name a county in Pennsylvania after money?
That county was the original county that was stolen from the Indians, the Lenni Lenape Indians, in the so-called Walking Purchase.
Oh,
where they,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
They convinced the Indians that
yes.
We would like to buy from you a little piece of land, but only as far as one man can walk in one day.
That's right.
And the Indians said, that sounds legit. And then they hired a team of Olympic runners, and they ran in this huge arc and carved out like three counties worth of space, of which part of it became Bucks County.
Right. Wow.
Named after all the money that they stole from the Indians.
Yo. Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
What? Yeah. There you go.
Because we respect huge piles of money and
right.
Yeah,
you know this stolen this show. Your Puzzling Evidence show is not about Bucks County, though. So.
No.
No, we're about bucks.
That's right. Buckets of bucks.
So many
buckets of bucks.
That our ham pants get filled up with bucks.
Right, our ham pants are filled up with bucks.
Ham pants are good because they disgust some people.
Bucks,
they
bucks.
They disgust
handy,
a lot
but
of people.
Awkward bucks. I
it's
am
a great
looking
name.
Before
yeah.
The
yeah.
Night.
As yeah, the I meant to call up earlier when Fuzzy Evans was playing K-Rob, complaining about me calling up.
Good.
Well, that wasn't a complaint.
Well, you
Charlie.
Finally got through the overload in the switchboard system,
into
I see.
Into a falsely real system, and this is the Matrix.
Yes,
right.
Operation
now, you're
Overload
the,
was a complete
you're
success.
You're in the toilet with us. In the yeah. Our master so can flush
I'm
us
gonna,
down
I'm
anytime.
I'm going to hang up now so I can go back to Facebook.
Oh yeah, yeah. I said
oh,
Facebook's
yeah, yeah.
Winning.
Facebook is they beat me.
Yeah, they won good. Over show. Yeah, but they killed
they
the
killed,
Overman. That's not right.
They killed
but he said
Philo.
You're still there though.
Oh, there's a, like
well,
a page.
Will,
there's a page you can go
victorious.
Live. There's like
you,
a person
you guys,
page.
Shut up! You guys sort it out.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. There's like a person page there, but that's it. There's
the
no
not
real
fake,
page.
Overman. And what are we gonna do without that cute little blobby? Bubble
face, head. That little bubble-headed face.
I'm going to go home.
Showing up on
myself.
The timeline all the time. It's no longer going to be there.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah.
That's not right. I don't
what
see,
business is it of theirs anyway?
Well,
yes, it's so disruptive when they interrupt the proceedings.
All of those radio people, they're not polite at all. I hear them all the time. Did you?
They're known for being sharp-tongued and unnecessarily unkind.
So I'm glad Pete Goldie's not here. I'm really glad Pete Goldie's not calling. Oh, are you talking to him?
Yeah.
It's a lull.
The show.
It's a quiet moment
don't
before the big special effect.
Bob does not know how many times I'll wear the president.
I got two mics here. Let's give one to Hal. Don't hurt Hal.
I'll give him one.
What?
But.
If you go see Three Dog Night in concert, who would be in that audience? Same people who go see Roy Orbison.
I feel so bad.
When are we going to do Dion, K-Rob? I'm ready.
That's your call, yeah.
I don't know. I'm so candidate out.
He says he's ready.
You say
he's
that,
ready.
But then
it's
the
time
next
to lift off. The afterburners.
All the time.
I don't know how to
no, it's got to be 12:28 in the a.m. of the next day that closes it, right?
Yeah, 24 hours. 12:30 to 12:30.
Yeah, so we're like in the middle, actually.
Wow. You mean what you're saying is Puzzling Evidence missed it entirely when he did his show?
What?
Yeah, you got to do it again now.
Do what?
Pilgrim? Do it again. Do it
again.
He
didn't do a Kennedy Day, St. Kennedy Day show, after all. His St. Kennedy Day begins at 12:30.
Well, in 19 minutes and change, we're going to be past the Terminator on Kennedy Day.
No. We go until 12:30 tomorrow. That's a 24-hour cycle in Dallas time.
Dallas,
so it'd be 2:30 to 2:30.
Yeah.
So there's still plenty of time for more conspiracy realist programming.
Yes, I was speaking through my head. I was projecting wishes of mine.
Think about what you're going to say.
Well, I think the one theory that's most often overlooked is the most obvious one, which was, of course,
the Krampus.
I figured next to Jack.
You of all people would have been an adherent to the philosophy of Paul Krasner.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Paul Krasner.
Control freak.
Control freak who?
Paul Krasner.
Well, look.
I spell control with a K.
Paul is not the ideal guest on a TV show, but
he's on radio,
quite an interesting mind. And the reason he's all gimped out and walking with a cane is because the cops beat him up at Dan White night.
Really?
Riot.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he told me that joke. Paul Krasner. Paul Krasner, who wrote that wonderful article about Jack.
That's what I'm getting at. It's how the presidency is transferred from one president to the next.
Yes.
Every time is like that?
Every time. And that's why only men can be presidents. They actually have to insert their into the exit wound.
Well,
it's the only way to go from...
I never gave that story much credence.
It sounded like an eyewitness account when I read it.
Well, it was very authentic.
I think it was a gag even then.
It's documented that LBJ
attained a hoary patina
of history. LBJ would make people who were talking to him walk into the men's room. And
there he is now.
Stand there with the door open while
Can we change the
filter? Yeah.
And now we take you live to KTEX.
What?
The police have the entire area blocked off.
Where the?
Were there helicopters at Dealey Plaza? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Hovering out of sight.
In the movie version, though.
In the 1000
the recreation.
Movie
no, there were no
reimagining
because
the
sound would
Dealey
have been
Plaza
picked up on the primitive recording instruments of the time.
The dictaphone belt? I got one of those right now. It holds 10,000 albums.
I got your dictaphone.
George H.W. Bush and Richard Nixon both claimed they didn't remember where they were.
That's because they were in Dallas.
When Kennedy was shot, and they were both in Dallas.
Yeah, it just so happened. Just a coincidence. When everyone agrees what needs to be done, there's
no conspiracy.
I can't believe this.
This is new to me. K-Rob, I got a Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Abraham.
You ready? Should we start with that one?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
No,
I was just browsing.
I thought I was training the internet.
Down, browser, down.
What's that?
Oh, well,
that's an endless pie.
Not pixie pie.
No, but it's attended with pixie sticks.
Oh, I remember Lick-A-Maid and
Speed.
Pixie sticks, those were good, too. Little jolts of nature's purest food, sugar.
Yeah, chemical jolts. I was going to say,
yes, indeed.
It
comes a time when we must all say,
I'll describe to you what happens.
Yeah.
Then I was going to say,
yes.
I was there.
Hal?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
Can we talk about the Krampus?
Yes, let's talk about the Krampus.
We're not just talking about the monthly Krampus, ladies. We're talking about the Christmas
ladies.
Krampus.
This one comes only once a year.
Why do you want to talk about that old saint? I'm
moving at a million. He's, now recently, Amsterdam Santa has gotten in trouble with his assistant Black Pete as being a supposedly a racist stereotype. A Moor creates the toys instead of a legion of elves as in the United States. Well, the Krampus is a different matter entirely.
Entirely.
From Germany, the land of Stroh Peter and Dr. Heinrich Hoffman.
The Wheeler dealer, weren't you? Now showing.
And then, I just wanted to say, did you hear me say
this Krampus?
Yes, do it.
Now
do it.
Ray
I'll stomp on feet.
Clover,
I'll clear the way for you.
Okay.
I'm
goat-like rear legs.
I'm little. I get in there with elbows, and I just knock people out of the way.
Yeah, why aren't you guys talking about Krampus?
Very dark color with blazing red eyes, fanged face, a beard, of course, satyr-like, with horns, pointed ears.
But remember,
long
his beautiful tail. Long tongue.
Oh, and a long
the
snaking
long
tongue.
Tongue.
Yes, let's not forget that.
That's the mark of the Krampus. He
it wouldn't be
tongue.
Christmas without that long, slithering
no.
tongue of the Krampus.
So it's intimidation and fear that make the German children behave.
You don't believe me? I think you don't believe me. Okay, listen.
Yeah. Well, listen, you go, didn't listen. You grow up in Canada, so you're afraid of the managers.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham?
He's a ghost now, man. Get over it.
The ghostest with the mostest.
Cagney Kennedy.
Is that Dion?
No, it's Leonard Nimoy.
I'm afraid to move any movement I make to put us off the air.
Why does that?
Most precarious position.
Nimoy is not king of any New York
why
street.
Why do I have to undergo this outrageous?
Naturally, you want a turkey that gives you extra meat for
fun. Wow, the horn's pretty big in Leonard Nimoy's cover.
I have to look and see what's down there.
I'm actually proud of that, it's Leonard good. Nimoy.
Internet, you know, we're just wrapped up by Facebook in his apartment suddenly on the floor, like one of those moments where you just, you know, you fell asleep on the floor and the entire apartment is full of tubes. That's the future. It's all like
they just fall out, fell out the wall.
Internet. Personally, again,
except
all
in the future, here's the future that I've noticed is that in the building, in the go back to the creepy.
Noticed.
Wait, go back to the creepy music. It's better with creepy music. What I'm going to tell you next.
The creepy
hold
future
on.
That you're
this dystopian horror that I've experienced in my own life.
Yeah, let's see if we can.
But brace yourself, everyone.
No, that's not creepy enough.
Oh,
come on, let's get the really creepy,
creepy, eerie.
Gotta get the right music.
Eerie.
Well, now you better lay it
it's
on.
It's kind of creepy. Yeah, this is creepy enough.
Okay.
Today, these days, when you go into a modern office building, it's not like in those days of Brazil when they crammed so many workers into a small space. Now what you see is these giant, massive cubicle farms, but there's only one or two workers on a floor. And then the next floor, there's maybe five workers. It's massively... Once highly populated office towers are now barely inhabited by a skeleton crew.
I heard they no longer have the cubicles.
They have the cubicles, but the people are no longer in the cubicles. It's like a maze of empty... It's like a skeleton of what it once was.
Whoa.
With hardly any organs left. It's been picked clean. That's what's happened in corporate. There's one giant computer. It's not even that big. It's like a desktop computer. I almost put it on a laptop.
Laptop.
It sits in a closet and does that work that whole floor did before.
Other people.
It's just sitting there building internet pages
that same
for people
spooky
to fill.
Tale. Yeah.
It's a whole job is to build internet pages for people on the internet to fill boxes out. They open up their thing, box and that box thing, box opens up, and they put their information in it.
So on YouTube, you're saying we should redo the movie Office Space, but instead of all the funny characters and things,
just have one.
Just show
character.
The floor and the thing down there with the light going.
And the one character that's left would be really funny because he has to make up for all those other guys.
20 layers of comedy, yeah.
Yeah, you might have to have two characters left.
And the whole thing
so you could offload
like the
task of being the funny
the guy.
The guy
in the basement.
Yeah.
Remember with the stapler.
Yeah, he's
would be the last
one
guy. Because all you need to do is come in the morning, turn the machine on, drink coffee, and leave at 5, turn the machine off.
Oh, boy.
Weird stuff he would have to do to remain human, sitting on the empty floor that was once full of his friends and enemies.
Same friends and enemies. Like they were once. Phenomenologists.
It's phenomenal time. We are in phenomenal times right now.
Phenomenologist time.
Yes, like the Chinese curse.
Exactly, and I remember as a kid thinking that. That Chinese curse, that's probably, my favorite part of X-Day.
I might wait, give them up now, because those other states aren't like we are.
Yeah, what about, how does that
Colorado
work with regard to the X's? If you went to the Pleasure Saucers, do they let you take your drugs?
Oh, yeah. Well, they got better ones on the spaceship.
Yeah, supposedly they've got better drugs.
They got better, more highly concentrated, less toxic.
But that's a very good question. Do they let you take your own drugs anyway?
No, they don't let you take hardly anything of your own stuff.
You get a suitcase.
That's what started the whole comic book collection question that came up. The big issue about what's the purpose of having this massive comic book collection if I can't take it on the Pleasure Saucers with me? When the ruling came in, the special dispensation said that don't worry because there will be another comic book collection waiting for you on the spaceship that's better than the one you're leaving behind.
Yes, I
evidence show was so big, hard to see the top of it. Puzzling evidence.
And a new Earth.
Right.
It'll be all redone and better and glossier.
Don't have to worry about that. Could lie?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that it's quite possible to misunderstand certain doctrinal.
I've really done my research on this one. I got a high confidence.
Yeah. Anyway, you signed the contract. You did read the report.
You did see the bottom line and the dotted line and the small print.
And it's witnessed by 6,000 other subdivisions.
You did go to the bottom of the web page of the inserted hyperlink in the inside of the web page.
Well, I got an error message.
Fill out the appropriate time coordinates.
Anytime you type in Michael Pepe or Google his name, you get an error message.
I see right now. I can see someone filling out a little box. They do that.
We're outside Michael Pepe's apartment now.
That's what we do. Is now we type into boxes.
Yeah. Well, it looks like him against the
web pages.
And so he's
in the future. There's going to be an occupation, and it's going to be known as box web page, web page box typer, and it's just a generic job. When you need somebody to type to do your web page box typing,
more than
40 or 50% of the entire population will be employed doing nothing more than web page box typing in the future. That's how many people do it now, but we will be able to employ the other part of the population that doesn't type in boxes as frequently as those who do. Offload some of that work.
Remaining.
Some of that high, that important work that has to be done by a lot of people all the time.
Typing
in boxes on web pages.
I don't think that'll happen. When computers take over, it'll be quiet.
Computers will type into the
and
boxes.
And we'll get to go to the forest anytime
for
we want
you.
To.
Go where?
To the forest.
Oh.
You'll be in the forest, and you'll see your friends, and they'll be off in the distance. You'll run towards each other going, hey, Joe, what's going on? I'm glad to see you here. Hey, I just have a question for you. Who's typing in your web page boxes right now? You're here in the forest. I mean, how's that happening? Don't worry. I got my robot doing it.
Robot job.
Web page box typers of the future.
Yes. And soon there's nobody to read it but another robot. robot to robot, and the humans can.
And then there'll be Revenge of the Unemployed
sunshine.
Website or Robot, Part 2.
He's a fake guy, Mojave Phone Booth. He's just a fake guy, Facebook. Are you listening?
You fakery.
Here, let's not get...
Somebody's going to catch you.
Hal says we shouldn't tell Facebook. Yeah.
I wonder how they catch certain people. Maybe because I post too much or something. They catch the really active ones.
I see what you mean, yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I'd love to see the algorithm, yeah. The tens and tens of people that work on that.
How many... They got like over a billion users. You're trying to whoop it.
I was trying to whoop it and go... Yeah. No, I was trying not to do the second, but the first. But it's show. You just can't help it.
Well, it is show.
And the question I have in my mind is, who would be awake listening to this right now?
I know someone who is, and I'm sure you know someone who is. But right now is what, anyway? Is it when someone's listening later on the podcast?
Well, that counts. Someone is listening.
It's the right now for that person.
The now for them is right.
They are experiencing it now. It can't be my now, but it can't be my now anyway because I'm not there. I'm here. So,
but you need to be here for them to be there.
We need to be here so
that they can be there with us then. The then from now. That hasn't occurred yet.
This time travel thing's got me confused. Where's the egg muffin?
It's in the future past.
It's in the future past here. Which is confusing,
right,
I know.
Yes,
just think
just
about it.
The future
just
past
let's stay with
here.
You. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
past,
watch out
right
for the
over
cow
there,
droppings.
Too. Right over there.
Well, that's actually a time cow dropping.
That's the inner tube from the time machine.
They are like inner tubes.
Yeah.
Like
it's a torus, a toroidal formation.
Not unlike little
an androgynous design by Android Designs. With some pain that came into the world. And it was a new eon. See, all that stuff about how you can't even take a suitcase has been changed in the twinkling of an eye because now supposedly you can take the Grand Canyon or any part of Earth that you personally want simply because you're a sub-genius.
Cool. You mean on the airplane with you?
The saucer.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, yeah, you can't take it with you.
In fact, Stang
you just
already
have to
has
let him know what you want.
Dibs on all these European museums and things that he's going to get.
Whoa, what a great religion. I guess everything I ever wanted.
Well,
it's going to be pretty
the Christian religion promises
good.
You a mansion
it's
in
going to be pretty
the future
damn
is going
good.
To be really, really good.
And pretty the pasture, doggone good, I'd say.
Yep. Or the survivors, they
the
are
the future is going
ones.
To be great, but the pasture is where you're going. No, wait.
Yes, the pasture.
I'm going out to the future pasture.
Sure.
Yep.
You know where you're going.
And I'll be in that pasture with all my friends and enemas.
Yes, have you no dreams, you people? Fight, you mindless sheep, you milling pack.
Struggling against the masses, hurtling your load forward.
Whoa, and there it goes.
Into the next generation for them to deal with.
Catapulted into the future.
Leave your problems behind and join the Church of the Subgenius.
Yes, it's the future generations who will now have to solve
it's
these
it's
problems.
It's answer to your dreams, you know. You've been thinking about that. You've been thinking, you know, I want an easy way out. I really do. I'm tired of working. I need some slack. I'll just join this cult. They'll help me out.
Well,
Church of the Subgenius, helping people since... Well, helping some geniuses
actually,
since the beginning of time.
They, it's true. They are helpful.
They help
do
me.
Help certain individuals. Yes, it's true. All sentiment aside, we are as helpful as all get out.
I was just like a shrimp. I was just like a brainless piece of sack. A sack and a brain. A brain in a sack is what I'm trying to get at.
Brain sack that was completely...
Before I discovered Bob. That's what it says right here on this piece of paper, and that's not me actually. Where is that?
So that's what they made you take off Facebook? Well,
no, they took everything I ever posted off of Facebook.
They took
every tag I was associated with, every little thing. They don't like me anymore. All that traffic I generated for them for years and years and years, all those massively interesting posts that I did, those fascinating links that I posted out there that people just lived and died for. I'm such a loss to Facebook. I don't know why they haven't called me back already and begged forgiveness.
They're because probably calling right now.
Said, we made a massive mistake, Dr.
Bland, Susie cream cheese programming and not the exciting programming of innovation and a thrill a minute.
Can't believe that we did that to you, Dr. Drummond. I'm just waiting for that call. I know it's coming any time now.
Phone lines are open.
We did a massively horrible. Yes. We made a massively horrible mistake. Please forgive us. We'll put all your stuff back out there. If they do that, then
a
I might
forgive
them. A free
showing of Matango, Attack of
might
the Mushroom
forgive
People.
Them.
Well,
but until then, they can just, you know, they're like, they suck really, really hard. Enough to make your head implode.
So you're saying you're going to unlike them a lot?
I'm going to unlike them all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't like them already.
I always felt
they
like I was.
My friend,
whenever I go on Facebook, I feel dirty when I'm finished. No, having an illicit affair with a bunch of other people at the same time.
Wow. Count me in. No, I.
It's not an affair of the heart, Dr. Howe.
The necessity of.
I was talking to myself.
Type of interaction. No, of course not. My dear fellow, you don't need to even mention it. I assure you, I'm on the same page, as they say. Facebook, indeed.
Yes.
It's neither a face or a book. It's just some collection of pixels whirling in electronic formation.
Yeah, so I'm not even, I think, yeah, you've got to go out, oh no, somebody, I think, oh, our new admin on the unofficial Puzzling Evidence fan page.
You hired admin?
We have an admin.
Like
a Reverend Eggplant.
Eggplant?
Eggplant is helping.
He's doing it?
Yeah.
He's just out of the goodness of his heart, huh?
Well, he volunteered, it was either me or suspicious. You or somebody, and so he volunteered, and I said that'd be great, because he can then help keep the spam bots out.
Well,
he added me back in on my other conspiracy identity, but
it's difficult to keep track of everything. You wonder sometimes.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to lay off for a while. I got other things I can do.
Falling apart,
and it takes a while to go cold turkey from the internet, like any other drug. Here he comes.
Your Facebook was hacked.
What's the problem?
No,
it was hacked.
It was hacked. It was disabled.
Somebody typed in your password. It was hacked.
No, they said, I got a note that said it was disabled because I'm a fake.
No.
This guy knows. He lives next door to Mr. Facebook.
Yeah, they're lying to you.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Yeah, I think somebody hacked.
Are they lying just because they're on the web?
Yeah, I think somebody hacked into your system.
Man, probably did.
Man.
Yeah. They wanted my stuff so bad. They just wanted all my stuff.
They wanted all your
internet
stuff. They wanted all your password. They wanted all your information and credit cards.
Yeah, so I recommend.
And then they got yours.
If a 24-year-old female.
Then they got yours.
Want to be
after me,
my friend.
No, mine.
You immediately say yes.
Mine to a real hard one.
And this will never happen.
Real hard one.
Yeah, but they got it now through your voice print that they analyzed the show output.
This is getting more and more confusing all the time. You better.
Probably, huh?
Yeah, just like in that movie where the guy says, why did you blow up the building? Because you answered the phone.
The NSA has something to do with it. The NSA and the
FAA. The NSA just wants to know. They're not going to hurt you.
And the
NSA is just signals intercept.
And the FTA.
But they're not.
You can believe the government.
other people hurt you.
They will. Just believe, the NSA you is can just believe the government because they tell us you can.
Sleeping and sweeping all the time.
And, sweepy and wimpy and
a woman saying hello. If you hear the woman saying hello, you know your brain is being swept by the government.
By the government.
So in the old days, back before...
Government.
The government.
Government.
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Government.
Uncle Government. And it's get up for the show now, please.
Yeah, time to wake up and
you'll
do
have
the
to
show.
Stay awake until
wake
next day.
Wake up and smell the coffee. It smells so good. Join the thousands of giggling pixies who are skipping and hopping off the works.
Oh, and I want a Butterfinger.
Yum. A Peter Paul Mounds, where buried are some of the finest flour of this generation. And sugar and butter.
But it's enriched, yeah.
Yeah, you can't. That sugar stuff's bad for you.
Fine, yeah.
You made it.
You found it. And did you put it on YouTube, or did you find it on YouTube?
Right. The show pretty much does not spread indiscriminately through the population like an epidemic. Have you noticed that? There's no epidemic-like features whatsoever to puzzling evidence. I've noticed that.
Oh, no! We're going to crash! Oh, no! We're going to crash! Look out! We're going to crash! Look out! We're going to crash!
Some men drink alcohol. Some men drink juices from the vine. But as for me, I'm very simple. Give me coffee every so big, hard to see the top of it. The
Puzzling Evidence Show was carved from the blocks of snow and glistening icicles.
Welcome back, guys and gals. It's time for the Puzzling Evidence Knockabout Slap Around Town Time. Here, we're going to ask ordinary folks just like you how they'd like the show to be completely restructured and made a vassal of a giant corporation. So put on your thinking caps, because you've got a little melon scratching to do before you come up with the answers, and the one that wins will receive the coveted K-Rob Award here in the city of Heavy Breathing. Yes, a production of Subgenius Church Youth Groups and the Campus Christian.
Except Bert Bacharach.
Fights!
Like that.
Yeah. The tongue of Philistus began 2,000 years ago when the heavens destroyed the second heaven.
What is the
stars now?
Okay.
The
show starts now. For those of you listening, the show
Puzzling Evidence Ghost Wizard Battle
starts now.
Ghost Wizard Battle
starts now. Insert coin, then press the, red button.
Like this, addresses to John
my YouTube video player. This is the music for this week's Beer for Hell. Only the table just drops down on his name and explodes.
Remember, this is the song as we bring him the beer that is half drunk and tipped over on its side.
Well, that's deal each from week you and also different.
Purchase
so,
from you.
One thing, it comes down slowly, and then the last 6 feet just drops and the beer explodes on his table.
Right. Those, when it drops like that, that'll be the full beer.
Yeah.
And then it'll just drop, and the whole thing will just be lost.
Each week, the beer will be a big disaster.
While this music plays.
Yeah, the show starts now.
Yes. Hal's beer music. Finally, we found Hal's beer music.
Man, I wish the show starts now. Hal's completely befuddled, and girls.
Yeah, the girls are all like on both sides of them. Girls.
Yeah, always girls.
Different arrangements.
And this is being covered by the Extra Action.
It's on the Ask Dr. Hal show, brought to you by ESPN.
And then they start playing that Coming Attractions theme.
Yeah, this.
Ella Fitzgerald and the...
Yeah.
Hey. A lot of these Boston Pops and stuff like that. When you listen to this on the radio or records and stuff, how do you feel about them using your pieces and changing them around?
Said he feels like David McCollum.
Well over 2,000 in one day. And more are pouring in.
Is this the, sounds like the Custer guy from Girl Knob.
Yeah, exactly.
No, all I care about is if we got back.
Well, I have a genocide with a cup of Joe. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I get started on the project now.
Clock is the enemy, it won't slow down. Can we get back all those listeners that we lost earlier when we were like doing technicals? With all that nice music, hey Rob, did you return them to our fold?
I didn't return the listeners, if that's right.
Yeah. Right, the listeners are now they're all happy in here again. Let me. Oh, hey, guess what, everyone? The phenomena of the Puzzling Evidence show continues, climbing listenership. One of them, of course, is actually all of them are DJs who used to be in the show. That went on and turned on.
Storytellers.
Yeah, and the storytellers. And Rye Bread, and Chicken John, and everyone else.
I say the alphabet from Z to A, I've named...
From the mayor on down.
It was the earthly residence for our God. The one God.
The radio God. The one God.
Yeah, the radio God. I mentioned him last week.
I don't think
which
you understand.
Yeah, dude, you didn't say his name in vain because, you know...
Its name, yeah.
Then you'd, like, have dead air or something.
Yeah.
Man was allowed to enter.
Oh, do I have an overdeveloped
man? Is there air?
Was on one day,
yeah, I don't
the
know.
Holiest day of the year.
Yeah, what is the holiest radio day of the year?
All of Israel would descend upon Jerusalem.
My theory is it's Halloween night when they did War of the Worlds broadcast.
He would emerge moments later, and we were secured a prosperous year. It meant that we were 1 year
past the
Christmas. Yeah, climbing more.
What's the number, really?
Well, now?
The number is by Grapthar's hammer.
Yeah, really? Do you want me to apply the...
What's the savings?
Statistical correction to her, or do you want the raw data?
I want the raw data.
We got...
9, 9, 9
viewers.
That's good.
You think that's good?
I think it's good.
No, there's a campaign out there for people to leave their laptops on. There are that many DJs who are sympathetic just out of niceness. They'll just leave their wireless, sucking this down. They're not listening. They couldn't stand it. They would say, no, turn that off if they were listening. You heard all our radio sins. You know what we do right and what we do wrong.
What, you mean like the F word and the inappropriate subjects and... Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that would be in the mix, pretty much. You know, it's like there's like what is right. If you look at examine the show, if you disassemble it, you take it, you do this whole existential deconstruction of News Air Link, man. You come down to the fundamental fact that there is nothing of value in it whatsoever.
But what about the fact that maybe those are all like scouters realizing that you guys are like a crack advertising team? Just waiting to be discovered.
Yeah, you've never met 17 more aggressive post-apocalyptic marketers before, like Nose Hair Link Land. We've got a product to sell you.
We're going to make you buy this.
You know why? Because my character
instead
is
of food.
For her last name.
Yeah.
In a week's time, there could be 20,000 of them.
Do I?
K-Rod.
Do I?
His character's not important enough for her last name.
I'm just coming.
At that point, they will overrun our perimeter.
You know what I like about K-Rob?
When they'll attack the coffee machine.
You know what I like about every time K-Rob's in a movie? It's like the character's named K-Rob, and then in the credits, it's K-Rob, played by K-Rob.
Really?
And it's all like, it's
so
all like,
his last name,
it's the complete package. It's like everything is like completely understood.
What's his last name?
The planet! Is there air?
In the film?
What's his last name? You don't know.
Yeah, it's...
Wait, he doesn't even have a last name.
Yeah, which would you leave blank on the driver's license application? The first name or the last name? If he's just K-Rob.
Look at me.
Look,
I
don't go
out there and I won't say that.
I don't
argue
anymore.
One more.
Yeah. I won't say the line anymore.
Maybe you could just do the K-Rob. Or K-Rob.
That's not going to happen.
K-Rob, comma,
No, that's not going to happen. Have you ever looked online at how many K-Robs there are?
Yeah, it's one.
Only 1 million.
Only 1 million. There's 1 million everything in the world. You
47.
Know.
He's
not 47.
He's looking now.
Evidences.
He's checking right at this moment. There it is.
They're a little radioactive, K-Robs.
It says it right there.
Yeah. We have it. The internet never lies.
No. It can't lie. It is.
No, it's a law.
But is.
Right, it's a law and a moral.
It's too stupid to lie.
It's like it's the thought of it lying would make the internet stop running because the internet knows it can't lie.
And then what would we do with all the Czechoslovakians?
Yeah. Dance, dance, dance.
Yep. And those other northern European countries. My baby came
down from the main. Our only security. Eyes in preemptive attack.
My favorite kind of attack.
Cut off all currents. Flood the cell. Don't have 20 feet of lead.
Giving out visible light and lethal radiation.
Yes, it's radioactive, K-Rob.
So, Sherilyn, if you're still up and listening, and I'm pretty sure you are, I sort of found your headphones when they were handed to me, and I gave them to K-Rob. I gave them to K-Rob. They're already gone. They're lost. They've completely vanished from the whole...
My bad.
The whole envirosphere here. It's as if they floated out, like in some gravity problem.
It's a cubical sphere.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen the movie Gravity, but I can just picture those headphones of yours just floating out the window with some weird inertia thing and in some great movie with 3D effects and IMAX.
Gravity? You don't know.
All the real D thing, and I haven't seen it, but I can imagine those headphones just floating out the window.
Both you want, at the moment.
Full position.
Hold on.
We got movement out there. Bubble.
Obama, give us a break. Enemy's still trying to work against me. It's really tough.
These times are poignant. The winds have shifted. It's all we can do to stay uplifted.
Hi, I'm Tim Lynch, host of Dead to the World on Wednesday nights. I am so grateful for the community of KPFA listeners. Your resilience and positivity will help us stay vigilant even as we shelter in place. Please practice patience as we navigate this crisis. We'll get through this the same way we get through everything, together.
Thank you. Thank you to all of our loyal listeners who continue to amaze us. You keep KPFA from yielding, sinking, or losing our courage to be truly independent. You bolster and sustain us. No other public radio station can truly say this and know it's true, that we are proudly listener supported. Thanks again from all of us here at KPFA. Make sure you exercise your right to vote. All the information you need to cast a ballot is on our website at kpfa.org. Check out KPFA's voting guide and resource hub for voting rights for those in jail or disabled folks, how to get registered, where to drop off your mail-in ballot, how to track your ballot, voting for those living overseas, Latinx resources, and more. More details on voting at kpfa.org.
In Santa Cruz and online world. In Santa Cruz and online world. In Santa Cruz and online world.
I just can't. I just freeze. I just freeze up.
This doesn't seem to want to burn. To burn evenly, this show. It's lopsided and jim-jammed. Now it's gasping for its very life. Oh my gosh. Have a drink of water. Oh, terrible. Ahem.
Are you devicinated?
Then there's the smack fest scene.
Click into one of these. Is that you?
We can hook you up, whatever your electronic needs. Here in the studio with K-Rob and Puzzling Evidence. No sign of Pete Goldie or other friends of the program. Keep your digits off me.
If you want to and win big in the
K-Rob
music format, you need digital
K-Rob. No visitors, Miss Yapton.
Wake up.
I must be having a nightmare.
Wake up. Wake up.
What's going on?
Wake up.
Excuse me.
Wake up.
I'm rather busy now.
Wake up, America.
Now, where did...
Wake up.
I can't be bothered right now. Yes.
All right.
This all looks nominal.
You are over the edge with negative land, more or less, and...
Negative land? And,
You'll just have to wait until after the test.
Yes, as he says, you know. The harried bureaucrat. Well, let's raise a glass to him, poor soul. All that tension. I can feel it in the back of my neck even now. I tell you, sometimes it makes a man wonder.
Asian, black, Hispanic, or white.
Hello and welcome
all
to
these
the
foreigners.
Provocative world of modern.
Women until I found one I liked.
But we have to get up early to go to the Western Museum of Radio. So good night, Hal.
96 questions. 96 questions.
All radio is dead.
96 questions.
And then there's the Mark Twain Museum, the Phineas Q filibuster mercantile emporium. The railway depot with the steam loco and cars.
You know what I mean?
Puzzling Evidence Show.
It erupted one day from a farmer's field and grew to terrifying mountainous proportions, spewing out molten lava and steam and smoke, as when the force of subterranean wind transports the hill torn from Pelorus, or the shattered side of thundering Etna, whose combustible and fueled entrails, thence conceiving fire, sublimed in mineral fury, aid the winds and leave a singed bottom, all involved with stench and smoke.
Hey, where do I complain about the Puzzling Evidence radio show? There are mistakes on it.
Mistakes may have been made.
There's two of them. There's two distinct errors.
This is the Ask Dr. How.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything.
No. This is simply an internal procedural matter.
Well, let me spell these out for you so you can be, corrected by me. First of all, this was a mistake which was started by Suicide Man, which you then perpetuated by agreeing with him about population dynamics. He said that a long time ago, somebody wrote about how, every time you see a human, there were 100 humans behind him who lived before.
I will not be the model.
Or no, he said there were 50 or something like that.
I do remember this conversation.
And then he said, but now there's 300 people ghosts behind you compared to the time when this was written 100 years ago.
And they're all pushy.
It's wrong. The math goes in the other direction. There's actually, instead of 100... people behind. There's only 20 people behind you because the world population has increased so much in proportion to the old one. The mathematics was entirely backwards on that thing that Suicide Man brought, and you agreed with it. He said, yes, certainly, blah, blah, blah. I agree with you wholeheartedly, even though I don't know what I'm talking about.
I heard on that.
No, you didn't say that. Paraphrase.
You didn't have to. It wasn't Ask Dr. Hauschild.
Well,
I...
Well, it's your show, Puzzling Evidence. You're the one I'm taking this complaint to. You allowed Suicide Man and Hal to make a mathematical error.
Well, he'll take care of that in the editing process. See, there is, after all, a second layer of care given to these programs.
With the editing shears, slicing and cutting and clipping, fusing and splicing.
See, when that statement was made, it was like one-third of the world population.
So we're being graded on a bell curve, spiritually.
Yeah, even all those Indians and cavemen and Neolithic prehistoric.
Excellent.
Yeah, there's cavemen. They go all the way back. How many cavemen do you think are in your, direct lineage?
Well.
Count them. 20?
Many generations.
20. That's it.
A mere 20?
20 generations.
That's too few. Too few for a species. And are you talking about when the species was already separate?
No, I'm not. That's different math. You caught me on that. Here's about how it is. The world's population now is roughly 6.5 to 7 billion. It'll be 7 billion in a couple of years.
Yes, I shan't live to see it, but...
Actually, it'll be, I think, a year and a half. You're not going to make another 18
crushing,
months.
Crushing... A burden of overpopulation, accelerating the nightmare of the future world.
Yes, could happen. But in the whole of all of past, we're only 110 billion dead bodies lying around. There's only 110 billion dead bodies behind
those
us.
Those happy ghosts, the army of the dead.
Yep. So seven goes into 110 billion, about 20 or so, approximately, give or take. Suicide Man.
He's so right,
usually. He's very correct.
I think he may have said it wrong, but intended to say the right thing. That is to say...
You should not dig for secrets too deeply in these mountains.
What do you mean, old hag?
Old man, what are you talking about? What do you speak of? Yes,
You will see.
Do not listen to that old fool. Out of the way. We must walk to the castle now.
They will sing a different tune when they unleash Garthu.
Do not pay attention to him. Come, let us go.
She said something about Garthu. Pay it no mind. Some native superstition. Or a million of them.
4 hours later... Are we ever getting out of this jungle? Whoa, look back!
These tater tots are pretty good.
Oh, all right. I thought it's not goat, it was a tater tot.
Hal, eat them with a fork.
We're far from civilization here.
There's no pyramids.
God can see it.
It's true. And perhaps one should try... all the harder when removed from civilization to preserve it by one's actions in the most minute and intimate details. Even out here in the bush, eh, Doctor? Yes, we have to set a good example for
Well, you know, the others. Beastly hot, isn't it? I think we're getting something on the coconut grapevine. The jungle telegraph travels rapidly. The apes are sending us a message. I'll try to make that out. Oh, the caravan's coming through now. It's the subgenius propaganda opera.
Really? Okay, well, nice wiggling your way out of that, Al. It's still puzzling evidence is responsibility, though.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you about our savior, the Brazilian astronaut?
You know, I've been collecting reactions and responses to his performance. And they are varied, but certainly we want to have him back.
I guess.
Yes, but some people say he's too slow and so on. He doesn't keep
Stop
the show at cracking momentum. And it's true, he needs to. Now that he's back in the traces, he needs to be able to pick up speed a little bit.
But there was another fundamental error.
Flaw.
Oh,
flaw,
yeah?
The show.
Well, all right, one there probably was, but you know, you can't bat 1,000 all the time.
This one directly affects you.
Well, things are changing in the world of radio, but I'll be happy to hear your criticism.
You said...
Uh-oh.
In support of an error statement made by Puzzling Evidence this time, you agreed
changing
with him.
Changing with the time.
Again, he made a mistake, and you agreed with him about what to see when in Virginia City.
In the Blue Rib Mountains of Virginia. Oh, wait a minute. In Virginia City.
Yeah, Nevada.
Well, what do you say?
And
you should see.
You were saying, oh, it's the Armistice Day parade. And
on Armistice Day, not now, not
know,
when this trip
well,
is occurring.
Not now, but and then
that has to be on November 11th.
Saying, oh, you go see the, I don't even remember what he said, but
it's Ross.
Exactly, precisely. To which I say to both of you, incorrect. There is a place you must see.
Which is?
In Virginia City. It is the Western Museum of Radio.
That's in Virginia City?
Yes, it is. I have photographs of it.
Wow, what building is that in?
It's in a private
building
home.
Building Z. Oh, a private home.
It's unbelievable. You must
get shot trying
look
to get
it up
in
on
there.
Your stupid shiny screen box with keys on it. You'll
oh,
see.
Look at that.
The Western Museum of Radio in Virginia City.
In the Radio Museum, they wash brain of this unfortunate...
Except we can't talk about it on this show, so it's going to be the Western Museum of Podcasts.
Mm. Wow.
I'm not afraid of it.
That's Nido Kino. That's even better than the Julia Burdett Museum, which isn't there anymore.
Back again. It
yeah,
points
to trying
to
get it ready.
Oh, I see. I see. You mean the Western Historic Radio Museum. Vintage radio communication equipment, rebuilding and restoration articles, vintage radio history, and WHRM radio photo galleries. All the radio you can imagine, and then some. On Puzzling Evidence, Radio Boulevard. The radio presentation. Lucky that glass was empty, but I overturned it.
On an airskiff hovering over the deadly desert trend. Look, if this is your big escape plan, so far I'm not crazy about it.
A sofa has a lot to do with my escape plan. One might as well be comfortable while one escapes, and then if one can do so on the sofa, one has really accomplished something in this life, I feel. Is this red hot? Can I grab it?
No, it's safe.
All right. Well,
actually, he's not even holding it.
Oh,
let me take it
okay.
There. Now
well,
everything's better.
Now I'll utilize it myself.
Uh-oh, that alarm means that some kind of gas is being released, and I'm not sure how to turn this off. I don't even know where that...
Oh, thank you, K-Rob.
Yeah, just to light a match and the problem goes away.
It's the only one that read the manual on how this thing works.
I don't have time. You have to read it online.
While I go through this program...
in the hospital. Oh, okay.
I'm sure you will be with me and honor my privacy.
Okay, here he comes.
They do for you, Lieutenant.
It's these chiefs and these generals. Yes, why are they always...
When we have a problem of this magnitude, you should know that we're going to see quite a lot of jeeps and generals darting around. That's standard operating procedure. I should have thought you'd know that. Cigarette?
This is
what we have to cover. The entire backside of America. Oops, I've said too much. Sure that theory of yours is correct?
Who?
Someone out there not having a good time.
The 2-minute dance party.
Don't want to know what's on your mind. Don't care if your kitchen has been redesigned. And all your fans of inside won't attend. Don't wanna be your Facebook friend. Your Facebook friend. Don't wanna be your Facebook friend. Don't wanna see your horoscope. Anecdotes. Don't care for the politics that you defend. Don't want to be your Facebook friend. Your Facebook friend. Don't want to be your
Mr. Quickly has been kind enough to take out some of his important time to come to the studio today.
And I just want to say right from the start that things are more like they are now than they've ever been before.
Farmville chores, and I'm not gonna fight in your mafia wars. Won't play your games, no, I won't condescend. Don't wanna be your Facebook friend. Your Facebook.
Excuse me, Gordon, but I'm rather busy now.
Friend, don't wanna be your
be friend now. What do we say? Welcome to California.
WBN Coast to Coast.
Thank you.
Your puzzle radio.
Interface.
I have it written down somewhere in my notes. I just don't feel like getting up, turning around, and going and getting it. No, the air is full of spirits, invisible phantoms, gibbering and squeaking, ectoplasmic sheets of drifting personality. The night is full of them.
Come on, hurry up.
Yeah, it's by
the caller's
Skype.
Gonna die. They're not gravity, you know.
No, it's this is some kind of comedy. Oh no, look.
Are you gravity?
I'm gravity.
Yeah.
I'm greedy.
Grabby, eh?
Sorry about what happened.
What's happening over there?
Yeah, I'm sorry about what happened.
Nothing.
Those tiny ampules that tell
it
such
like
a tale.
Looks like Hal's helicopter's taking off, leaving.
It's my transport
it's
out of Europe. I want to say, you're all beautiful. I love you, crazy, beautiful kids. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, you beautiful bastards. You lovable, beautiful, you crazy cockamamie. That wasn't me. That was somebody else with my name and face.
Bacon wrap, black rhino.
Well, you know the...
Are you saying there's a second Dr. Hal?
I'm not admitting to anything, but...
Mecha Hal.
Mecha Hal.
Or am I not Mega Hal? It's causing the threat of mass extinctions across the board.
After 11, time for metal!
Yes, it's a free-for-all, and it is free for everyone. Everyone with a radio or with an ounce of gumption to look us up on the podcast. Oh, I've told you about it again and again. How long must I consider this entirely insufferable matter? How long must I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me care not that I have moved, but I have trusted in thy nature. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. You hear me? This is me talking.
No, apparently you hear me? Can't hear you. She cannot hear you.
No. All right, let me get a hold of myself. It's a matter of slight reorientation here. Oh, pull out of that nosedive. There. Yes, the skies are wide open and...
A very safe day.
As safe as one can be. Zooming in the ionosphere, eh? What good fun. Jolly fun. Like trying to land at the Burning Man Airport. On the flat. That army of private planes coming in.
The lawnmower flies past my window.
Not the long molar.
And the children.
Please stand on the witness scan imaging security van.
The Grim Reaper or the International Harvester.
Security scan in progress. Don't move.
Quite a blade in his day.
I think that's the wife of the
dad. Very image of where do you say?
She's doing the background checks on us.
Ah, from Czechoslovakia, eh?
I get it.
Well, I don't know if I can really do that.
Chamber half an hour ago.
Weren't you supposed to be in the test chamber half an hour ago?
That's Hal's electronic wife. Slow.
I'll see what I can do. Just hang on a second while I nip around to the office and maybe we can bend the rules a little for you.
Hey, guys. Whether you enjoy the distinct aroma of burning rubber or the slippery feel of whale oil...
Whoa.
Final, you'll be sure to enjoy the cool, clean, kinky sensation of latex.
Ew.
Well, right on through, sir. Looks like you're in the barrel today.
Ding, dong.
I'll return the barrel when I'm finished with my day. So, what can I do for you, Lieutenant?
It's these jeeps and these generals.
Oh, I don't know about that. I hope it won't be underwhelming after all this time is taken.
Yeah. Are we just walking around in your mind right now?
I'm checking out, opening these drawers, seeing what's in here. Yeah, there's quite a lot of storage space.
I'm hungry. Can I find something to eat?
Yeah,
look
for the donuts. I think in, let's see.
I'm going to get two donuts tonight.
Cherry turnover.
18 donut holes.
Yes.
I'm brokenhearted.
Funny about
that. What's the matter now?
Why are you so sad?
Go back in the future to listen to the past. You'll hear it.
Okay. Yes,
yeah, where he tried to make everything
on this show.
No, on my show last week.
Yeah. Was that transmogrified and integrated?
It's now been reabsorbed
into the intro
and reoriented
and everybody regeners.
Yes, I've been regenered
over and over again.
Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the bleeps going on here.
What
incompetence? He's a blurb. I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly.
Blurps.
You.
I had to put that on so Puzzling Evidence does not steal Nose Hair Link Land again and again and again and again.
For his own sick purposes.
I know.
Why?
He sucks it out of here like a bleeps. He puts in this blurps stick and this like... And we're like, my everything's gone. It's as if it didn't happen.
You're a lot paler after
I know. It's like, I feel weak and I just want to take a nap.
I'm Tony Curtis.
What's that?
One thing I noticed is when Puzzling Evans has to censor his show, really put in a lot of bleeps and blurps because of all the naughty talk, usually it's my wife on the show talking. And just incredible.
A Fasuda mattress.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Scott Joey Heatherton, a new Joey.
Thank you for waiting.
Oh, yeah, station ID, K-Rob. Just hit the K-Rob thing.
I was listening to the evening's conversations, and I was trying to pray with you as you were praying earlier, and I've noticed I haven't been able to do it very well lately. I've been getting nervous, not being able to concentrate very well. I wonder if you could help me with that.
Finally got said incestuous.
JFK 50th anniversary show.
That box
posted to Mixcloud today.
Finally. You're talking about plain old radio show.
Yeah, just plain radio show.
You know, and I heard that the Over the Edge guy did a JFK show, which I have to get a copy of.
But now he has to fight the strange idea that the weatherman died. That's even worse than the Paul McCartney.
That's awful. Don't say that.
Yeah. Well, it turns out to be a huge hoax.
Really? Oh, okay. Then say it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, of course. The public was fooled again.
Let's just go back 50 years.
Yeah, let's just go back. We can talk about maybe...
Elvis.
Oh, please.
Well, I mean, later on.
Oh, later on. Yeah. President Elvis, yeah.
200 meters.
President, 200 meters.
Give us a break.
Ready.
And,
I'm so glad we got all that JFK stuff out of our system after all those many
JFKY
years. We were able to just purge that.
Oh, yes, time
it's
for
like
another
a big
purge.
Load. We
it's
finally got rid of that
Philo.
Big load. It's like, oh,
my
you feel
load.
So good once you get rid of a
my
big
load. Oh, my load.
In Dealey Plaza, it's November 22nd,
Let's
1963
make a Dealey
all
Plaza
the time.
With Bob Moment.
Well, it's, you know, there's a market for that there. Whenever there's a good, solid market to emerge, and it will perpetuate itself into
sales.
Infinity.
Yep, that's the subgenius philosophy. It's like Tron with
it's true. Anything that's
with
attractive
the big kahuna folded in
has the potential to persist even for centuries,
right.
As long as it continues to attract somebody
and gather inertia. It has an inertia that develops its own velocity. Much like this beet.
Yes, the beet goes on. Also, the radish, the celery, the cauliflower. No, not the year, the day.
The carrot.
Or in the
onion,
hour.
The potato.
The carrot, the onion,
all those
and potato.
Underground foods grown by the devil.
Do all they can.
All those foods, you know, are foods of the devil.
Devil veggies.
You eat vegetables that whose the roots of which are tasty parts.
Diebel horns are sticking out of the ground right over there.
Just remember, you're eating the fruit of the devil.
Diebel horns are sticking out of the ground.
That's Satan's vegetables.
Oh, okay, there we go. Satan down there underground
those horns
with
out of the
vegetables.
Devil attached
those
beets.
Yeah, he's underground. Not anymore.
Those turnips.
You'll never know what will turn up in the garden.
Those parsnips.
Those partisan parsley succotash sucking.
No, those are those. Those succotash is just fine.
It
grows above the ground.
I like succotash.
I'm talking about.
I have nothing against it.
Make the alphabet. It has for over 400 years.
Well, that's why.
Oh, God. Well, first to the station ID, then get the phone set up.
Station ID. Okay, Rob, that's your department. I'll do it. I'm the only one here. Yeah, you did it. Can you do our station ID for us? Like, that would be awesome.
There's your station ID.
Wow. More emotion than any DJ's ever demonstrated in this station.
Happy to help. Okay, two things. First of all, the app does not actually call the station. The thing on the app where you press the button and says, do you want to call the station? The number it calls is not the station.
It's bogus. So. I've tried it. It's bogus.
Yeah, we all know that. It's bogus. Yeah, it's an inside joke. It's a metaphor. I don't know. You know.
I'm going to go with the Suicide Demolite joke, personally. And the other thing is,
if I can't look, if I'm going down.
You see, you get
in real life.
Gnomes. Silks.
Well, that's the best. That's the alternative you have if you can't hold it.
And salamanders.
May as well just go down.
Gnomes are
and enjoy the trip.
Guardians of inner earth, sylphs of waters, and springs, and oceans. They're woods and forests. Then undines are the water spirits, the water maidens. Finally, salamanders live in the fire. And they come to the world where the fire just ends, which is our world.
And then they're like, all right, here's your tacos, man. And he's like, I'm not paying for these. I'm just going to whoop them.
Fish tacos?
There's a big sign here that says I shouldn't forget. Did you see that?
Don't forget to remember the string around your finger.
Remember to say this thing.
Well, I think we won't actually say what we're
hinting
about.
Don't forget to mention that they... Who are they?
They are a very significant...
Right here, our little girlers on the...
They comprise everybody except you.
Are they the listener?
They have an overwhelming power of consensus. And it's very difficult to oppose what they suggest. Because they have the power of numbers to outweigh you.
Are they the caller?
Well,
because a caller can actually follow an instruction.
A plural pronoun. Caller is singular and not a they.
For all we know, a listener could be asleep right now. But a caller is an active listener who's proven their worth.
That's true.
How do you do that?
A passive listener.
How in the world do they do that?
Those incredible special effects.
And what would happen if JFK came clawed his way out of the grave and struck back?
What if the president
JFK's
came back?
You know, back and he's
awesome
going to get his revenge.
When the zombies attack, you know, if you have a few guys at the front that are like coming back for revenge.
It's hard to remember how to be that way again.
The reason it's difficult to remember
that's why you have your book of the subgenius.
Your active mind represents your own.
Your book of the subgenius reminds you of how you're supposed to be.
And while you're using it to search.
And if you look at our ancillary publication, The Fuzzling Evidence, Things to See, Say, and Do, then you can fill in some of those other blanks that you may be having trouble
things
with.
Things to see and things to do, stories, all kinds
how
of
I,
things
now, how do I get
and fun for girls and boys.
Many, many people have asked that question over the years, and
it's
so hard to find the proper answers here on the show.
Many, many moons. Wax
that's what I'm not supposed to forget to remember.
Maybe JFK can be rescued from history.
We're going to have
we might
JFK.
Be able to rewrite history is what we're looking
for
forward to.
If you would
we take, we, if you people will call in the daytime, if you people...
You.
you people
get
out there will call
me
in and say, we're doing this because of the Puzzling Evidence Show. And it's so cool just because of the show. And we know, though, that
you're going to keep
shows like this alive.
I love every show.
Oh, we do too, but
they
we love this
good,
one the best.
They?
You know, this is the one we love the most.
If we can just get it started.
If we can just get it started. Yeah, it's the chilly out there. The battery's weak.
You flooded it. It's what
I told you.
Okay, now we're going. Keep your foot on the accelerator.
Here we go.
You know, I was thinking that means that...
Now you can take your foot off the accelerator.
Oh, now?
Slow down. Okay.
Whoa.
Hey, don't take your eyes off the road.
I know
it's
all a dream.
How did he get elected driver?
I will.
Back and to the left.
Yes, exactly.
Back.
It's a one-way street. So.
Back.
The last thing we remember while we were on the JFK Expressway.
I remember now.
Yes,
I want you to call in the show. Call in.
Uh-huh. Pilot would like you to call in and stop JFK.
Stop him before it's too late.
Before the gunman move into position.
Please call in. You can call in now.
Please.
And just visit. Like,
end this madness.
Like this nice young lady is here on
is
the show.
Is she still here?
She's here.
Well, God bless her.
Hello?
I'm...
There must be a lot of mice there.
Yeah. Wow, nice.
It's very...
Anyone in here?
No, we're not. We're working. Come on, give us a break.
The Hawks. No.
We're here, but quit bothering us.
Okay, call the cops.
Do whatever you think you need.
They've done that before.
They've done it before, and
it didn't work. So
I want you to know there's four doors between us and the front door right now, and they're all shut.
This is absolutely impregnable. You have to know the special action code to get into the vault where we are.
We've got a roof that opens up, so the Puzzling Evidence Show howitzer can take clear aim at whatever it needs to.
Not a joke. One switch controls this giant panel.
Without tearing a hole in the ceiling every
single
time.
So, as I say, nobody can get into the vault of impregnability here. And it's a good thing, because that's what gives us the strength to take pot shots at everybody else. Like this. See, sorry about that.
I used to wait up every Thursday to listen to you guys. And I know I can listen to your archives, but it's just not the same as live.
No, it's not.
Live is better, isn't it? And these days there's an incestuous continuance of the show into other shows, other venues. You could be in some other state.
Yeah, those other shows have phone numbers too, I suppose.
Well, yes, there's a little bit of confusion because of that. You have to break in when they announce their announcement and say, oh, that's not quite correct. I'm sorry, you're not listening to Joe Schmo's show. You're listening to Joe Blow's show, which contains fragments of Joe Schmo's show.
What?
And on WXPT or whatever.
WREK.
Or BLX9. 9-9-9.
Or KPFA 94.1.
WLS in Chicago.
KPFA 88.1.
What are you going
to...
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's only
the fungus shrouded.
Is there moss there? I want to see the fungus shrouding on top of moss. Drippy grandfather's beard.
Many days of fog to feed that fungus.
I want it to be just drippy wet.
Look inside this. Moisture. I got plenty of moss right
here. So not only fog, moss, mildew.
Yes, here's Ross Moss.
Here's the moisture
Sterling moss
evaporator.
Dr. Mossman. Also, we've got Kate Moss here, and we've got the moss.
A lot has happened since she started calling the show.
She coughed it up.
A lot happened.
I started calling you guys in 2010, January of 2010.
Wow, way back then. Well, you make a guy feel old.
You're definitely a veteran. You're a show veteran.
And
the bat that flits at close of eve. Chitters and flies above.
So yeah, I'm glad that when callers who somehow left the flock for a while make it back.
I have a mania.
You have a mania?
Yeah.
That will definitely take your attention away for a while.
Here, I can give you a red pill or a blue pill, but no, I ain't got a number yet.
What is it?
Is anybody still listening?
Yeah.
But how many leave knowing nothing more?
Yeah, exactly. We have to work harder to make them leave faster.
Didn't you get orders?
No. You're hurting hell. Not a way to get listeners.
We're romance blind.
Like I give a blurb about making more listeners happen. Hey, you guys listening? Go to sleep. Get a job. Get over it. 60s of stop, okay?
Wait,
I think we're done with that.
That's just like your opinion, man.
That's my opinion, man. That's the little opinion man inside of me. It's true. But I'm really in my opinion man's at a strip club drinking martinis and watching Meek.
My grief, suffering, and pain are met with song.
Opinion man. Yeah, like opinion man really wants to see Luke Skywalker. Opinion man versus Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
I'll pay to see that.
Oh, here comes the bad part.
Think about this. If everybody who's ever died had a ghost, we're, they're everywhere. They, you know, if we could only see them.
I'm sure there's an explanation why they're not all here. Some of them went to their death peacefully.
Perhaps.
And so they didn't leave a ghost behind. It's only the ones that had a problem.
And some of them passed on to a higher state of being where they
passed. There's always a jillion of those explanations. I'm just looking for the one that where I can wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh my God, he really did. Something really did touch me that wasn't there.
And then do you think it would go away after
that? No, I'm just saying that maybe I would actually believe in him.
You'd
believe
in
him, all right. Like those other people apparently do.
Yes, but that's their story. You're trying to shoehorn yourself into their story.
Why can't I have a story like that is what I'm getting at, Dr. Howe.
Well, you can. It's just that if you've read as many ghost stories as
I
have.
I don't want to make one up. I want to actually experience one.
Yes, but those stories often don't end in a way that would make you want to.
I'll take that risk.
Well, there you go. The bold explorer in realms of the unknown.
Just like I'd take the risk of... If I could ever see an alien, I'll take the risk that he's going to take me up to his spaceship and anal probe me.
If
for
you
a while.
See the alien, then the alien will probably see you. Yes, it's true. But this nonsense about anal probing comes from the poor, deluded, ignorant class of people who make up these stories.
That's what they fear the most. So the aliens sense that, and they say, aha, I'm going to use what this person fears. I don't know why. It seems weird that I have to put this device in this
But this is what this human is giving me a strong mental picture of, and so I will compel with it for whatever reason. I did want to discuss our new theory of going faster than light, but instead
that's what I was going to do. I was going to reveal the secrets of the universe, but all this person can think about is anal probery.
Apparently it's more important than the immortality secret I was going to give him, so I'll mess around with his back door instead for a couple of hours, and then leave and go 10 billion parsecs back to an unimaginably remote part of the universe. I came all the way out here to toy with these Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, every place that's unwholesome.
I was going to tell them how to be rich for their whole life and they could buy all the products they want, but instead what is this with these? What are these people? These people are kind of weird. I don't think we want to come back here.
Their toilet habits. Yes, let's avoid this planet and never return.
This is we'll call this the planet of the toilet people.
The planet of the bathroom. And so they shall never know.
In our high loftiness.
World with the 10,000 scintillating towers of pure obsidian and diamond. But
in our high, lofty, eliteness. We'll know now that we should warn the other planets that they should not visit this horrible, horrible
stench.
The fecal stench is like this outhouse
somehow
of a planet.
Humanity took a terrible, strange
turn. Took a big dump.
Let them be the evidence for the rest of the universe that there are ways in which
you should never develop. Not do it.
All available on these special tapes.
Next week we'll talk about how this is the way you should do it.
Philo,
Why, he's on the internet right now. Just say internet and Philo is there. But what about Google's plan to put Philo terminals inside your body? Isn't that sort of like the president's analyst? Philo...
Because that's a good idea.
Well,
that's why bad science fiction always gives you the future.
Yeah,
yeah. Always. Pop culture gets it right before science.
That makes for a good show.
Yes, say so.
Whether it's a friendship or a relationship.
That makes for a good show.
Yes, I would say so.
Good puzzling evidence show. This is the
right.
This is what people call in to. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what they listen for. Mm-hmm. This is what makes us
the friendship. A real show of friendship.
Are you guys being sarcastic? Because I'm being all Debbie Downer.
Where
Debbie Downer?
Debbie Downer, is that like
double
little,
up on
little
your Debbie Downer?
Are there snack cakes?
And double up on the callers.
What? Did you say Debbie Downer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said Debbie Downer.
You used to get Debbie Downer cakes? Didn't you get those when you were a teenager at the 7-Eleven? Get some beer and some Debbie Downer.
No, I never did, but other people did.
I wouldn't even make it back to the car.
Little Debbie.
Little Debbie.
Little Debbie snack cakes.
God, they still make those?
The reason it's a downer is because the sugar gives you a high, but then you come down very rapidly.
When they started making those products, they just had like one or two ingredients in them. And now they've got like more ingredients than the original stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing. There's like, because each thing.
Do you remember Little
Miss Sunbeam? Each thing has more and more ingredients. You know, you put one ingredient in, and that ingredient has 16 things in it.
Horse Duvers.
Okay.
Horse Duvers?
So, what is the Church of the Subgenius a part of? Like, what religious sect or like?
The Church of the Subgenius is a religious sect on its own, and it's not a part of anything else.
We're the alternative to
everything. It has been said to be a part of the Discordians, but that is not
true. That's a bald-faced lie. I'll fight people over that one.
The Church of the Subgenius is not related to any other religious denomination. We do work ecumenically with the Church of Universal Life.
Church of the Subgenius is
we are not a tax-exempt religion.
Is a dirty business.
We are not legally empowered to perform weddings, funerals, healings, sickenings, and so forth. But we send out with our membership packets an opportunity to become simultaneously a Universal Life Church member. This does not impinge upon a subgenius religion, but...
Universal Life is there just for the accoutrements.
Just so we can legally do the stuff that other churches can. Their tax-exempt status redounds to our benefit. And so that's the only... thing that could possibly be said to be an entanglement with another religion in the Church of the Subgenius. No, we are sui generis, entirely on our own.
And you know, the good thing about the Church of the Subgenius is that Bob implores you to start your own cult, make your own schism, and then just
and
give a nod to
see where that gets you. Just look at Janer.
Yeah, just give a nod to the Father, Mother Church, so to speak.
Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth.
Start your own cult. Come on.
Step up to big pay.
What are you waiting for? Make up your own reality.
Oh, oh, oh. I disbelieve it.
Yeah, they can. You just did. Yep.
Well, how many do you need? We've got a church.
That's not the only function of religion.
I've got a friend that started a church and only has one member in it.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but like, I mean,
That's enough.
Like,
yeah. That's a start.
Because at least that person will always find that they agree with everyone there.
Some religions.
Well, and it wouldn't really be a church. It would just be like a business or partnership. Church, I feel like, it's like more than.
Just a solipsistic viewpoint by a completely maniacal
park bench.
Drunk, right?
Yeah. But you are forgetting fellowship.
Spawned a whole religion.
Well, that's the other thing is that what do you do with all these people that can't join anything? I mean, how can they come together and somehow, you know, so in a paradoxical...
The modern world produces a perfect thing for them. They can sit at home in their underwear and insult everyone on the internet.
Are you saying that that the internet is an alternative to the church of the Seventh-day
Adventist? The internet is a church of its own in the sense that it is
a
place
of 4:16 a.m.
convocation.
Yeah, I am
where
too.
Where those who are
join
of
your
like
church.
Mind
no,
come
I'm,
together.
I just want to be alone here.
Is your church only one that can only have one person
then
in it?
Then there's the powerhouse
what if we
church
have,
of the presumptuous
I got an idea.
Assumption of
what
the
if we have an association of individual churches,
sacramental
each
and
church. You know, like we'll all get together with our special outfits on. And we'll glad hand each other
right,
with our special
exactly.
handshake.
Why can't we do that instead of get ready for a
we'll use
flying
our little,
saucer trip?
Our cult-like tiaras and headdresses.
Yeah, we could have a hell of a good time, you know, just like those things that
wearing.
Laurel and Hardy sneak off to and they,
right.
their wives
We'd
don't want
like
them to the, go to. We the, should have one like that.
We should. We and but we. I
if
we
your
should,
wife would permit
But our
you
wife
to
can
to.
Come with us.
Yeah,
that's okay.
That's
she can
the
be in her own,
yeah.
own.
Laurel and Hardy's wives
she can
can't
be there
come
alone or with us. It doesn't make any difference.
Well,
because
that's good,
we'll
because
all be in one big old...
In those Laurel and Hardy movies when the wives found out that they did go to it, there was a terrible thing to pay at the end, you know, the rolling
Well, we'll have to worship,
the,
at some point we have to worship the Grand Poobah and, you know, bow
right.
down to the high epop.
Well, of course, put on your fez, take out your ceremonial sword,
and
the
our,
whole deal.
Our special underwear, we have to have, we even have special phylacteries that hang down.
Well,
and we
I
have
suppose
to
I just
flip
say
and,
I'm wearing the special
flip
underwear.
And fondle.
You're going to have to take my word for
count
it.
Count the tassel edges along the way as we recite our...
But that tassel's such a hassle.
And we recite our...
Our special...
Our church material. Songs.
Right. They are fun to sing, of course. And then there's the work we do with for the kids
what if all the people
every Christmas.
Our doxology.
What if all the people who aren't conforming to one, like, single religious movement or spiritual belief are actually therein creating a religion of their own?
Well,
right, right,
the
right,
question
right,
is,
right.
how so much work do you want to do? Do you want to make up the whole thing yourself, or do you just want to follow something that's already there and not worry about
yeah.
the...
Yeah, it's, there's a lot big difference there. You know, you got to say, okay, if I'm going to do it myself, well, I at least want it to sound original.
For the longest time, I was, like, trying to figure out whether or not, like, everyone got the chance to, like, you know what I mean? Do, like, make it all or just, like, follow it. And, like, I've been struggling with that, but the past couple of days, I'm starting
people
to...
People have been fooling with that for thousands of years. They have to ask themselves, if I'm going to start my own religion, how, you know, do I want to have a lot of people or just one or two people? Because it's going to change your whole marketing strategy.
Well, that presupposes that the entire life cycle of a religion is pre-planned. Such a thing may be occasionally, but for the most part, religions, like everything else, follow the rules of evolution. They change bit by bit over time, and they become things that are not necessarily pre-planned, especially if they're popular and they take over the world.
Right,
then
like,
they become
like you know, Mithraism was a religion that was that the Roman centurions were very fond of.
It was a good religion for a soldier.
Yeah,
and they
soldiers
were all,
loved it.
They were all Mithraists in the Roman army.
And who was Mithra?
He was the son.
Mithra was actually born of a virgin birth.
Yes, he was. That's right.
So, you know, those were, like we were talking about earlier, I don't think it was actually on the show. We were just yakking about this while we were doing
it. We were speaking of precursors of Christ, like Apollonius of Tyana, who did everything that Jesus did, but centuries earlier. And we were talking about whether there even was a Jesus, or about the inconvenient fact that a tomb of Jesus, including that of his wife.
You know,
it's not the technology. Technology has been worked out. That's fine. Seems to be the last, like, 3 inches. That's where communication fails. The last 3 inches. From your ear to the middle of your brain. The
it's
exact
funny
center.
How such a simple greeting can hold so much warmth and feeling. Such passion. Such history.
But if only they'd think about what they're doing and put some color into it every now and then.
But
we'd
they,
get an idea what they're thinking about.
On the other
about.
Hand, we are beleaguered by false rumors about the change in the church hierarchy. When Janer, for example, said that Stang had retired. And also when it all burns down and there'll be a new world after that. And therefore he, Janer, was...
Well, we know that Janer is the sort of the Loki of the church. You know, he's always going to try to inject some kind of crazy news.
Have you seen the new
Thor
movie?
Now, Valhalla was located in Asgard, where there was 540 doors.
Yes.
The doors were so wide that through each door, 800 warriors could walk side by side. The roof was covered with golden shields, and the walls around Valhalla were made from wooden spear shafts. This was the place where half of the Vikings who had died in battle would come for their afterlife.
But they'd have to have died with a sword in their hand.
Right. The other half of the Vikings was given to the goddess Freya. She always did the first choice from every dead warrior. Each and every morning, the Vikings in Valhalla would take their weapons, put on their armor, and then walk out the big plains in Asgard and fight.
They fought all day.
It did not matter if they got their arms, legs, or head cut off, because when
they
the
grew back
magically, the evening came,
by
they would
dinner
all
time.
Be restored to normal.
And then they all get to eat and eat and eat and drink and drink and drink until they get up the next day, and the days in heaven are incredibly long, and then they go out and they fight again all day.
That is heaven for a Viking. He can't think of anything better but fighting all day and drinking all night.
Yeah, they fight all day, they drink all night, and when their arms and heads are chopped off, they grow back. So by dinner time, they can relax. And
next day, they'd get up and say, I'm going to get Charlie's head with one swing today.
You got me last time. Just wait till I get out on the battlefield.
Man, I couldn't believe how much you drank last night. You were a pig. You ate a whole mutton by yourself.
But even the gods themselves participated in these gluttonous feasts. And you may remember the story when the Aesir visited the giants. They were given a drinking horn and said, see if you can drink with us.
They
couldn't
giants.
Drink as much as the Thor tried and tried.
Right.
But it was actually an enchantment, and it was the ocean itself that he was trying to drink. And in fact, he did drink a large portion of it, and the level
those
went
giants,
down.
Oh,
but,
man, they were...
Then they said, well, if you're not a very good drinker, but just try lifting our kitty cat, and he can't get the cat off the ground, and they're all laughing at him. But it's an enchantment, and he's actually trying to lift the Midgard serpent, the hugest thing in creation, and he actually does lift it up a but instead they're laughing at him. And then they say, well, all right, you're not good at that. See if you can arm wrestle our old nurse. She's an old lady at 90 years old.
Or she's just she's just old.
Well, I guess I can arm wrestle an
old lady.
No, the old bag is incredibly strong.
She is unbelievably
and everybody's
strong.
Laughing. The giant's laughing at, you can't even beat an old lady. But it's an enchantment because what she actually is the spirit of old age that cannot be conquered.
But Jotunheim was where they lived, was the home of the Jotuns and the giants. They were the sworn enemies of the Aesir, and here's how it happened.
Did you like the way it was portrayed in the Thor movie?
Jotunheim consisted mostly of rocks, wilderness, and dense forests, so the giants lived from the fish in the rivers and the animals in the forest because there was no fertile land in Jotunheim. The whole world was created from the corpse of the first Jotun named Ymir. It was Odin and his brothers, Vili and Ve, who killed Ymir.
And you know how this birth occurred? A cow licked the ice.
Right.
Even in the primordial day, before even the gods existed.
We had a cow out there just licking away at stuff.
Well, this cow is like the spirit of everything warm and alive and breathing and living and licking and...
kind of reminiscent of those turtles that hold up the world, those seven
except
turtles.
Except the turtles are reptilian and austere, and the cow is hairy and warm and licks things. And,
okay, so Bob, we're waiting for Bob to show up. We're going to start the show again.
Here we go.
Please close your eyes at this time.
All right, I'm got my eyes closed the whole time I've been talking to you.
Yeah. That's what I miss.
Oh, mostly us talking about that thing floating out the window.
And the hand sanitizer that smokes.
The gravity problem.
I finally got to sit in the comfy chair.
Well done.
Yeah, a lot of things have happened since you left. That's pretty much... those are the highlights.